Okay. Sirtan. Sirtan. Yay. Okay. Guys, so yesterday we saw most of the Gemaras and outlined the theoretical positions, but we got to start pinning things down here. So let's just quickly review. Which of these things definitely requires Sirtan according to the Gemara? Okay? What?
I don't know. The three-fourths and...
Three or four words. Okay, you want me to write that? Not three-fourths of words?
I knew it was three or four. I don't know why I said whatever.
Okay, three or four. Okay?
Yes, the three or four definitely requires.
Okay, so this is a Gemara and Gittin. Good. What about Megillah?
It's just three.
Does Megillah need Sirtut?
Yeah.
Yes. The Gemara, that's a Gemara Megillah that Zion in bed that says you need it. Why? What's the Gemara's argument? Kamita Sheltera. Right? Kamita Sheltera. Good. Mezuzah, does it need Sirtut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a machloket.
It's a machloket. We paskin. Yes, Rabbi Yirmiya said.
Well, what?
No. Tefillin.
No. No.
The one thing we know that's not. Sefer Torah.
That's also machloket.
Right?
Rabbi Notam says
we haven't seen it inside yet, so it hasn't been inside. Question mark. Sota, we haven't seen yet either, okay? So we'll hold Sota for a minute. Let us talk about Sefer Torah, right? This is right where it comes at. So this is where we were holding yesterday. So let us Tosos in about a million places, and I mean Tosos in Aladaf, I mean the Orzarua, I mean every record of Tosos that it, right, the Balayatos that exist. The Ramban quotes this sheet of Ravinatam. Ravinatam is quoted everywhere because he's the one who really makes this complicated. Okay?
I quoted Ravinatam like closer to the end. It's been like the first half of it just ripping on Rashi or something, and then they're like, oh.
Well, look, that is what happens sometimes. So, before we do that, what would you have said about Sefer Torah?
You would have said yes.
You needed.
Well, yeah.
Let's analyze some of the questions. What question do you have about Tefillin?
Why not?
Why not if?
No,
it's the opposite. Three or four words. Say why
if
not.
Any words of Torah, why not, right? If, right, the 3-4 thing, right? 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 So then we have to answer this question, right? What is unique about Tefillin? Right? Conceptually, you're going to have to say...
It's Tefillin.
We saw different possibilities, but you're going to have to say, well, we'll see what we have to say, right? We raised different possibilities, but it sounds like this is going to be asking like a negative, right? A hafka, right? Or something like that, but we'll see. Mezuzah, we have to explain why there's a machlokes, right? Sefer Torah, what would you say?
Yeah, because if Megillah needs it, because it's a mita shelter, a kalpomer.
Good. So reasons to say yes are, right, is a mita shel Torah, right? Also, Sefer Torah is at least three or four words, right? Not three quarters. You can handle this, right? Three or four words.
At least three quarters of the Torah are half words.
Right?
Three quarters of God wrote it.
That's a change!
Oh, God. Well, we'll see that not everyone agrees with that. Okay. So let us look at Tosfos. So let's take the Tosfos. Guys, let's take the Tosfos in Menachot.
I've been doing it all wrong, apparently, so I
want to
spell the whole system
out.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Now,
Vera, get used to it.
Oh, God. Okay.
I think we need to address the elephant in the room.
Why is there an elephant in the room?
Guys.
Questions.
Hashem lost me, but she's the
learning chair. No. Okay.
Chas v'shalom.
So Tosu says as follows. He says, "Vim Toma Dilma Masar." So first question. Okay, there's a lot of things that are going to be happening in this Tosfos. Technically, if you wanted to be conceptually clear, I would have to start picking out pieces and not do it in order, but then you would all lose where I am in Tosfos. So we'll just have to write the points as we go along. Okay? Remember that one of the questions that we had to deal with, when we got into this sugya, because Gemara said that the reason you can't turn a Sefer Torah or Tefillin into mezuzah is simply because of the Moritan problem. Right? That you can't take something which is holier and make it less holy, which implies that physically they're the same, right? And then the Gemara says, you're right, the only, but according to the only Shita, that the problem is Kedusha, is if you hold that is Rabbi Yirmiya, is that mezuzah doesn't need Sirtut, and then the only reason Tefillin can't be turned into mezuzah is because of lack of Sirtut. Now we noted yesterday, right, that from here you might want to draw the implication that not only do you not need Sirtut, but you, right, you can have Sirtut, right? Because if you could have Sirtut, you could have just answered, maybe it's a case in which you happen to have done Sirtut on Tefillin. Right? So that's the first point that Tosfos picks up on. Tosfos says, V'im domer v'dilma misartete. Right? Question one is, why are you building this whole conceptual model? Why don't you just say he happened to do Sirtut, and therefore, that it's not that you need it, just he happened to do it. So, it solves all problems. Tosfos says, does he answer what David says? Oh, we're medayik and really you're not allowed to do Sirtut? What does he say? No. He says, Nechanami. Gersley will not like this answer, but Tosfos says, Yesh lomer d'lo yiragil in the sardis here at Torah Tefillin, kevin d'lo bo sirtut. You know.
No reason for it.
No reason. He's like, really, it could have been. But it's not that they can't, it's just they didn't. They usually didn't do it. I don't know, it took a lot of time. Right? If you talked to Tzvi, I was like, oh, very nice sirtut. He's like, I didn't do the sirtut. Right? Now you buy cloth which is pre-misurtat, right? You buy it, they do it in a machine, it takes too long. So maybe they just didn't do it because it takes a long time. And that's what it is. But theoretically, they could do it.
What kind of halacha is that? It takes too much time, so we're not going to do it?
No, you weren't chayef to do it, so people just didn't.
Oh, fine.
Right?
If you're not chayef anyway, then it's fine.
Correct. But opinion, he's saying, no, Tubbs's point is, how can you prove that Tefillin didn't the only shita would hold that Tefillin could physically be made into mezuzah are the shita that neither needs sirtut. Maybe it's the shita that mezuzah didn't need sirtut, and it was a case where you happened to be misarte the Tefillin. And so one way we say maybe you learned from here that you aren't allowed to be misarte. Right? Tosfos says no, it just never happened. I mean, theoretically, they could have, but they were talking Lamaisa, right?
What about, there are two things that we had said.
Correct. One was, is this candidate? The other one is, does it have to be before? Right? Or after? Right? That's the other question we're going to have to weigh in, right? Yeah. Now, and they can't, or they just didn't usually, right? So Tosfos paskins that they didn't, but you're allowed to, right? Now he argues that it's not just because it was too long, but because, right?
You don't have to.
If you do it, you're an idiot, right? You're a hedyot. Okay. Fine. So now, sorry. Let's be careful who's who here. The Stam Tosfos here is not in this one, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is at the end, but he says, V'hadam rina b'sof perakama di Megillah. He said, okay, the Gemara in Megillah says that Megillah needs Sirtut because of Amita Shel Torah. How did Rashi understand that? What do we learn from this? That what also needs Sirtut?
Torah.
Right? Amita Shel Torah means?
Yes, obviously.
Torah. Right? Lo kemo b'sefer Torah mamash. Tosfos says this is not right. Sefer Torah doesn't need Sirtut. Doesn't need Sirtut. Ella b'mezuzah kamar shehi amita shel Torah. So this is Tosfos, right? Tosfos says, nope, amita shel Torah is not the whole Torah. It's only those parts of Torah that it's mezuzah, which takes two parshiyot that talk about the truth of Torah. Right? That's what these words amita shel Torah mean. Okay, so only mezuzah needs it, not sefer Torah. Sheish ba malchut shamayim yudah mezuzah by sirtut v'teida. He says, "I will prove it to you." So now we get to the conceptual part.
What?
Megillah is exerus shaveh to amita shel Torah. right? It never says it's to Torah. It says it's kamita shel Torah. He thinks the word amita shel Torah means mezuzah, which talks about malchut shamayim, right? That at least that Gerstle can get behind. The theological implications. I remember when I did this with Rodenzweig, he like loved this sheet of Tosfos, right? That there's like a chalos of mezuzah because it only represents the like essence of like of metaphysical truths of the Torah, and therefore has a different status.
That's why in
mezuzah, bidya, right? So he says, fine. So he says, v'teida. So now Tosfos tries to prove it. He says, d'i b'sefer Torah, k'perish akuntres, haya lo lidrosh midenikreis sefer, k'demir hazam josh achrisa midenikreis sefer. Now Tosfos here introduces, finally we begin to get to the lumdus. And this is one of the central questions that carries us through the whole thing. Okay? Why do you need lumdanut? Conceptual analysis. Iyun. Chakira. Okay?
Is it just lump dude?
What? I don't know. Anyways. So
I like when you say lumpus. He doesn't like it.
I know. So I threw out all the phrases. You can all ignore all the other ones I said, okay?
Lump dish is another one I like when you say.
Okay. Guys, so here's the fundamental question. And what quality is it? Right? This is really the question we've been sort of dancing around the entire time. What quality is it about these things that need sirtut that makes it that they need sirtut? Right? This is really the question we have to ask. What are the two possibilities? What are the fundamental two possibilities? Why do you need sirtut?
To make it a more beautiful entity.
So let us... Well, oh, okay. There's really... Let me be even more precise in my question. Right? So let me be precise. Let's not get to the rationale yet. Right? There's two questions. One is the why. Right? Like, what motivates sirtut? But what I'm asking is much more specific, which is, what quality of each of these causes it to need sirtut? What do I mean? Sefer Torah. Right? There are two parts of Sefer Torah that for this are relevant. One is the structure.
Function.
And the other is the substance. The content. Right? Meaning, or if I want to make it very, very clear, this is probably the easiest way to do it. And this is the way the Grizz does it. There. Okay?
That's cool.
Right? Is the issue for all of Sirtut issues in Sefer? Or is it issues in Torah? What is the machayev of sirtut? Right, this is the way the Grizz presents it. Right, this is the fundamental question. The second question we'll get to is what? Why do you need sirtut? But right now, it is a what needs sirtut? Right, is it a derivative of the actual structure? Right. So let me let's just explain what I mean. Right, because it might be a little bit unclear. Right. If I'm talking about a book, right? So, I'm talking to a normal person, and the context of a conversation is... No. The context of the conversation is, I'm looking for something to read, right? And we're talking about books. So what is the assumption that we're talking about in the book?
It has words.
What are we talking about? The relevant... We're talking about the content of the book. And therefore, right, if you're looking for a book to read, I'm not going to say, I think you should read the hard copy, right, the hardcover copy of Pick a Book.
It's the same thing.
Right? Pick a book that we should read. Let's put something, a name to it. Fine. You won't say, Dafka, read a hardcover copy of Moby Dick. I don't know why you picked that one, but okay, fine. Right? Fine. Because if you think it's a book that's worth reading, and you're talking about content, so then it doesn't matter. You like reading one with a hardcover, read it with a hardcover. You like soft cover. Read it on your Kindle, read it on your Kindle. You want to download a PDF, read it on your phone, read it on your phone. Masha Balacha. Right? What if I'm talking with a printer? And I'm talking about books. Word. Right? I'm ordering, I want to publish a book.
Format.
Then what, right, what I'm talking about is, the content is the given, we know exactly what we're talking about. But suddenly there's a different chalos to printing the e-book version, the hardcover, the soft cover, right? It depends what you're talking about, right? So the way the Grizz formulates the fundamental what question here is, what needs sirtut, right? Are it certain types of formats, or is it certain type of content? Which one on this list would indicate most clearly that this is clearly about content? Which one would sound like it?
No, Mezuzah.
No.
This one is clearly not about Sefer.
I'm not about it.
No,
right?
Of course it is.
Three or four random words in a letter? Right, three or four words, I'm writing a letter instead, right? That's not a Sefer, there's no halachic anything. At first glance, we're going to clarify. At first glance, right? At first glance, the one that proves...
three or four words in a pasuk, though?
Yeah, but there's no dinim of Sefer, right? I'm writing a letter with a pen, right? Again, we'll see that certain...
No. Are you asking whether it's safer or Torah, or are you asking whether it's content or form? Because McGill explicitly...
I'm asking whether it's... I'm asking whether it's about content or structure, content or form, right? The safer Torah way is just sort of a way of highlighting this, right? But which of these halachot seems to indicate that it's the substance that requires sirtut?
Like the substance as in...
What is being written rather than right, the halachic... requirements of the book being written, right?
Are you saying which part of the chakra?
Right, meaning which one indicates it's about content, right? Which of these halachot has no form; it only has content.
Oh, McGill.
No.
McGill says that since the reason of Amita Shel Torah is about the Amita Shel
Torah. No. Okay. So hold that thought for a second. But even more than that. Right? McGill at least has a form to talk about.
No,
it does. It has something. To get it is. It has to be written by Klafudio, right? Meaning,
right.
It does...
No, not exactly. It's
lesser... No, it's lesser clearly than the other ones. But three or four words in a letter that I'm writing, no, that was around that... Right there, no, the simple shot there is that the Mechayev of Sirtut is... the content of Torah, the fact that I'm writing Torah, not that I'm writing a Sefer Torah, a Sefer, or a Negeret of Megillah, right, a Klaf of Tillin. It's just the very fact that Torah is being written is what is Mechayev, right, Sirtut.
So why would it change if you go up the ranks?
Okay. If I believed this, right, then...
there'd be no reason to.
None of this... this makes sense. This doesn't make sense. This definitely doesn't make sense. Right? There's no reason a Sefer Torah shouldn't need. There's no reason Tillin shouldn't need. Right? If I took this to its extreme.
Tillin.
To its extreme.
Tillin you could understand.
To its extreme. Gersley, you have to, right? Obviously, we'll have to come back and qualify. But at first, let's start at first glance, right? Let's start at the polls. Okay? If it's a din in the structure, right? Then again, which of these makes no sense?
Even if you want to say it's fully content, then Tefillin can still work.
Good, so we will see, obviously none of this is going to be pure. But this is fundamentally the question that they are struggling with. Okay, so let's look. So he says, Rashi, now but watch his critique now on Rashi. He says, Rashi is wrong. Why is Rashi wrong? Read him carefully. Lo kamosha perisham bekuntris to mayavis if he Torah mamish elabizim azuzah kamar shehi amita shal Torah sheish b'machot shamayim k'demurach mizah b'asirtut. Right? It's not like Rashi. It's not like Rashi that a sefer Torah needs. And why does he say that? He says teida de'i b'sefer Torah k'peris hakuntris. If the words amita shal Torah mean sefer Torah, then what? Read it with me. Then, drasha achrisa haylo lidrosh midenikres sefer kidarshin lazim drasha achrisa gamar sefer. He said it can't be that this means Torah. You know why? Because then it's not a din in Torah. What's it a din in? Sefer. It's a Dinin Sefer. And he says, I didn't give you this other Gemara because there's a limit to what I can give you, right? But he points in other places in Megillah. The Megillah is called Nikres Igeres v'Nikres Sefer. It has both qualities of a Sefer and qualities of an Igeret. We learn certain halachot from Megillah, from Sefer Torah, from the fact that they're both called Sefer. But he says, we don't learn this, right? What's this unique drasha? So what is Rabbi, what is Tosos saying? Tosos thinks fundamentally, what is Mechayev Sirtut?
It's the form of it.
No, no, it's the content, right? It's Kamita Shel Torah. He says, if Rashi were right that it was about Sefer Torah, it would be right because it's a din in the form called Sefer, called Ksivas Kitzvei HaKodesh. But the fact that the Gemara makes up a weird drasha that doesn't say, oh, Megillah needs Sirta because it's a Sefer, and says it needs Sirta because it's Kamita Shel Torah, proves that the halacha here is a halacha based on substance, right? The fact that you are writing Divrei Torah rather than Sefer. And he says, once I say that, I can come up with a Chiddush, which is, it's only some content. Not all types of Torah need Sirtud. Hence, he can be Mechadesh that Sefer Torah doesn't need, but Mezuzah does. That, yes.
Can you not necessarily conclude that?
I didn't say necessarily. I said you could, but it makes it, I'm very careful here with my words. He's saying, once I say to that substance, I can theoretically limit the type of Torah, right? Theoretically, right? Theoretically, I don't have to, right? I can, and Tosfos does. Now, you could still say, but that's crazy, right? Why would you say that's crazy? Right? How could Sefer Torah not need it, but this does need it? Right? Three or four words does need it. Right? But it allows him. I want to just point out conceptually what he's doing. Right? What Tosfos is saying is it's not a din in Sefer. It's a din in Torah. And once it's Torah, it might only be specific types of Torah. How do I know? Because the drasha in the Gemara is that it's only specific types of Torah, namely, Ke'amita Shel Torah. Right? Yeah.
When we learned the original three or four words, was that going to any three or four words? Then Tosa would also say those are specific.
Oh, we'll see. I want you to keep that question in mind as we read Tosos.
It only,
okay?
It doesn't apply to Torah itself. It's only Ke'amita Shel Torah.
Right.
Right, okay.
Good. So it's continuing Tosfos. He says, Miyu, Yesh Lomar, Di'imi Dinikre Sefer, Havele Lashkuche Chad Inyana, De Loli Bari Sirtut, Kevan Dinikre Kimbochein Igeres. And he said, I have a second problem, or second proof against Rashi, which is that Megillah has a dual identity. Is this what you guys did yet last year, this part of it? Right, and Megillah is Nikres Igeres and Nikres Sefer. Right? Right? It's called Igeres and Sefer. And therefore he says, it's not just that Rashi is wrong because it comes from Torah and not from Sefer. It's wrong because Megillah itself has a hybrid identity even in form. It's Nikres Torah and Nikres Igeres. Nikres Sefer and Nikres Igeres. And therefore, you couldn't derive it from Sefer Torah because you never know whether it's going to be Sefer-like or Igeret-like. And it could be that if Sirtut was a chiyuv in Sefer Torah, it would clearly be a din in Sefer, which might not exist in Megillah because the quality of Igeres in the form and the structure might overpower it. Right? Good. Then he notes that Yerushalmi sounds like Rashi. And then he notes, right, that Yerushalmi sounds like Rashi. I gave you the Yerushalmi, didn't I?
Yeah.
I gave you the Yerushalmi, right? So read the Yerushalmi. Tell me what the Yerushalmi sounds like. Let's see why he thinks that. Who wants to read the Yerushalmi? Since I gave away all the right?
Ravi Yefalda, Ravi Yasa, Beshem, Ravi Ezen, Amar, Khan. What the name saying? Divrei Shalom, the Emet, the Namar, Lahalan, Emes. So the words of Shalom and truth, and they said Lahalan Emes, or to Halan is what?
Later on.
Later on, Emes.
Emes, Knei Valtimkar.
Knei Valtimkar, Horei Ki.
Kamita Shalter, right? This is the drush that we have. Right? Similar to the Babli. Then what does it say? Mazu Tzricha.
Mazu Tzricha Sirtu. What needs Sirtu? Afzo Tzricha. Just like this one, yes.
Mazu Nidna.
Afzo Nidna.
Lihidarish. Right, just like that can be expounded upon, so to this can be expounded upon. So Tosus continues, he says, Uvirushalmi mashma keperish akuntris. Shalmi sounds like Rashi. Dimi sefer tara atzma yalith. Right? Dika amar hasam, nemer kantavitamin, nemer lahalon, emet kinev al timkor. Malalan zirazir of kantavitir, mashma ayrbe kalatara kula. Da kalatara kula, ksiva, cry. He says the pasuk that Yerushalmi quotes is a pasuk about the whole Torah. Right, so it sounds like the Yerushalmi agrees that a Sefer Torah needs it. Okay? Okay, I know this is complicated, but bear with me, guys. Okay? So then he says, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so Omer Rabbeinu Tam.
Do you have any like sources if like a get or a...
We're not done. There's still some we've left out. Right? We're not finished yet. Right? But yes, that's the right question to ask is, does it get need to it? Right? Right? Or maybe. Right? Ksuba is a bit different. It's just a shtar, but get is called...
That's more so than a letter.
No. But a shtar is called Sefer Kritut. There's no Torah in it, but it's called Sefer. Right? That's the right question to ask. It has no Torah content, right? But it is called Sefer.
So at first we're thinking it's just ideas of Torah.
Meaning, correct.
Do we need Sirtu for things other than Torah?
Correct. All right. Correct. Okay. Now, just looking at this, though. So far we at least understand Tosus' position, that he thinks that Sirtu is a din in content, not form, right? Or Torah, not Sefer, as it were. His proof is that the drasha is Amita Shel Torah rather than Torah, and that it doesn't come from Sefer, and by Megillah you might not even need it by Sefer, because Megillah is... also is both a Sefer and an Igeret.
Yeah.
Okay? The big problem that Tosus has to deal with is this problem. Is that if it's about content, then how could it possibly be that a Sefer Torah is less of a Chiyuv Sirtut than three or four words? Right? This is going to be the question that is going to be very hard for him to answer.
It's a hard question to answer.
Yes. He's also going to have to answer this problem. Right? Which is Tfilin. Right? Sefer Torah, Tefillin, right? These are all hard problems. So what does he say? Now he quotes Rabbeinu Tam. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Torah boy sirtut, mishum ze'eli ve'anveyu. Aval Tefillin de mechusin ba'or lobo sirtut de lo shayich behunoi. So Rabbeinu Tam, he quotes, I have to look, either Rabbeinu Tam is quoted differently, or I just got generic Tosos mixed up with Rabbeinu Tam here. But in this Tosos, what does Rabbeinu Tam say, Yeshua? In this one he says... Rabbeinu Tam solves this problem and says, why is it that Tefillin doesn't need it? Because it's covered. What does that mean? So remember, we had two formulations of this. Right? So, Tosfos, right, so Rabbeinu Tam here, now he introduces a second question to answer the first question. Right? Remember, I said there are two fundamental questions. They overlap, but they're actually separate. Right? One is, what is the mechayev of Sirtut? Is it the content or the form? The second is, why do you need Sirtut? Right? So, what does Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says...
sort of decorative and beautifying.
Yeah, meaning it's...
it's nice.
It makes it beautiful, right? It's to make sure that it's easy to read. Right? But therefore, what does he say? It's content, but...
not essential.
No, content that...
is red.
Right, remember, there's two questions. One is content.
Oh, content that...
versus form. The question is, the second question is, why, right? So, here you have, right, readability, right? So you can read it, which therefore, for him, it's which content?
Read it, read content.
Correct, read content. And this was... was it, it was Sean and Yeshua in different formulations yesterday. What does Rabbeinu Tam therefore say? Tefillin has Torah content. So it checks off the first box. But the second box of what type of content, which is motivated by the rationale, is...
it's
It's never red.
That which is red. Right? That which is red. And tefillin is not just happens to be not red. It's
specifically not
red. Halachically covered. Right? It is sealed.
So that still is an issue, because then why is it so possible for Sefer Torah?
Good. All this explains is tefillin. It doesn't explain. It leaves a big question mark here.
It's like,
correct.
It's backwards.
Me'achuz. Right? Now, Tosfot. Here, Rabbeinu Tam says that Sefer Torah needs it. That shita is very consistent.
Yeah.
Right? So let's just spell out each shita. What does Rabbeinu Tam is presented here say? It's a din in Torah, which is readable. Therefore, Sefer Torah doesn't need it? Yes. Tefillin? No, because it's halachically mufka. It is covered. It's not readable.
Mezuzah, you could have a question. Mezuzah? You have a question.
You could have a question. Why could you have a question?
Because there isn't a milah of covering it.
So, it's not normally read, but it doesn't have a din that it's mechuseh bibayit.
Right.
Right? That's one reason you might have a suffix. Why else might you have a suffix? Good! Is that you might say, no, it's exactly like tefillin.
Right.
That's why it needs a separate halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? Bidyuk. Megillah, is it read? Obviously, it needs sirtut. Right? Three or four words of Torah, are they read?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Rabbeinu Tam's shita.
See, that's nice.
Uktas tema. Tibisamuch yalfin and mezuzah mi sefer Torah b'gzer shavak siva ksiva linin ksiva sigeres. Va'amaylo yalfin mi na sefer Torah mezun linin sirtut. Then he says, I don't get it. We learn many halacha from mezuzah to sefer Torah. Why don't you learn sirtut? V'chitem linin ksiva lo yalfinan. Halakamban, but, right? He says, the only problem was, he said, what's the problem with this?
With Rabbeinu Tam?
Yeah, he said, there's one problem with this analysis. Why do you need a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai?
Because...
Right? Now, we already suggested, but this is Tosfos' question. Why do you need a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? Just learn it straight from Sefer Torah. Right? Why is mezuzah in this?
Red, per se.
Okay, good. So let's continue. So he says... Let's skip down. To hear Tosfos doesn't. Right, Tosfos actually just leaves this question as a question. Okay? Now he moves to the question of the three or four words. Okay? So what's the problem with the three or four words? So remember, there are multiple problems. So what's the problem with the three or four words, guys? What problems might you have? First is why. The second is?
We don't do it.
We don't do it. So this is the question that Tosfos picks up on. So if you look...
Like a retroactive kind of thing.
Yeah. So look, meaning he's trying to justify it. So look at the top wide line.
To figure out what to do, we wouldn't be able to use that as a translation.
Yes, but, okay, so look at the wide line. I think I get what you're saying, but let's look at the wide line. What does he say?
Okay.
It says, Mehar Amar, Shenog, and Lich, Lavigar, Shlomim, Arva, Chamish, Tevim, and Apazuk, below Sirtut. Why is that we write letters without Sirtut? Right, we write, Yigar, Mishum.
Hello, Asuru.
Yep. Good. What does Tosfos say?
Because it's specifically written in the Pasuk Darsha.
No.
Wait.
Only
three is only if you're writing it, Lishem Drasha.
Uh-huh.
Right? If you're writing three or four words with the intent to actually say something about the Pasuk, not like Tzachot, right? Not like when someone writes.
The day.
Correct. Right. Chamishi b'Shabbos leParshas vayira Hashem El. Right. Which is like a frum way of opening a letter, which I never quite understood. Right. He says that's not what we're talking about. What are we talking about? You're only chayev if you're writing it as a drasha. If you're writing a letter and you actually want to expound on the pasuk, you're writing a Torah letter and you're expounding on the pasuk. Do you need search it according to Tosfos? Yes. Now, the only time you don't is when you're just putting in words of a pasuk, because like, right, like how many people don't even know that Odi Shama is a pasuk, right? You know, like, they didn't put it there because it's a pasuk. They put it there because they think that's, you know, it's the people who read Tanakh, and they're like, oh, that's a song.
Where is
Yeah, right?
Where is
yeah.
This, by the way? Is this like, is
does that mean that
no, I'm saying what? Like,
what?
Is it?
What do you mean?
Like in the Tanakh.
Where do you think?
It's in Yirmiyahu.
Yirmiyahu?
Yeah.
Yirmiyahu.
Odish, shut up.
Something.
Okay.
But does this mean that if you're writing a Advar Torah, you do need a certain...
Kasha, you would need it. And the answer according to Midam would be?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. The answer would be yes. Yes.
If you somehow have, like, let's say you have a sofer who's a very, very neat writer, and he writes always in straight lines without sirta. So if it's legible even without the sirta, then it should take away the issue.
Oh, good. We'll come back to that. Hold that thought.
Also, though, we don't need yes. sirta even for Advar Torah.
Correct.
All we
correct.
Have
is that's not a good question.
I didn't put sirta in my
brain. No. It's just it is a question. Okay. Now, Gavalt.
Was.
Oh, okay.
Now he's time bound.
Okay, thank you.
No, he was.
Oh, Gavalt.
Yeah, he is.
So it's got emotional.
He's a teenage girl. He's a little hormonal. If you just leave him alone right now and get some ice cream and go to sleep. Jesus.
Jesus has got
Jesus.
Okay. Great.
Also, glass of
water. Mom.
Oh, my God. That makes it worse.
Rob, are you trying to tell us something?
About God.
But with God.
Ah.
He was very sassy.
And he closed the door with a...
Are we done? Are we done?
I'm already in my
okay.
Damn, I created another universe.
So then, okay. If you look at Tosos and Gittin, though, Tosos has another magic solution. Sorry, I'll read this to you. Tosos another magic solution to deal with this problem of tefillin, right? And this is what Rabbeinu Tam says. Rabbeinu Tam says, "Here's my solution." Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Ditfilin lobo sirtut akol shita v'shita, avol osa sirtut achat limala v'kotev tachtov kama shita. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, din l'sar tefillin akol shita v'shita, k'damar ala b'yushalmi, etc. Tosa, Rabbeinu Tam introduces another principle, and he says, you know what, I think I'm going to make this your life even more miserable here, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going to know what's going on in this sugya, because there are two types of sirtut. They're sirtut.
Did we say that?
Yes, I mentioned this yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes. He says they're sirtut on every line, which is what, you know, I showed you, right, yesterday. And then there's a different type of sirtut, which is only on the top line. Or in some versions of Rabbeinu Tam, a square, right? Right, an outline, right? A frame. And he says that...
Ooh, and how is that possible for three or four words?
What, a square or on top?
No, it's din like creating like some sort of tsura of a paragraph and three or four words in front of
it. Okay, well let's analyze this for a second, right? Rabbeinu Tam has this shita that even tefillin needs this type of sirtut. Now, what drives a shita like that?
That's completely about form,
right?
It's just content and not ridiculous.
Right, meaning. Nothing, right? Everything needs at least basic sirtut. It's this is probably on this why question. Now let's come back to this question. Why do you need sirtut? So we saw one is a practical, is readability. What's the other possibility? Why do you need sirtut?
Just so it's significant.
Yes, right? To mark that these are that this is Dvar Hashem, this is Torah rather than something else. Right? This is to mark it off. According to Rabbeinu Tam, which one is which? According to Rabbeinu Tam, which one is which?
What?
Which sirtut is for which reason?
The reading is for most things, like the three or four.
No. Which type of sirtut? Okay.
Oh, the actual lines. Is
right, and this one is the marking of either the top line or the square. Right?
Yeah.
Now, think about what?
So lazy.
What's the top line thing?
So Rabbeinu Tam says there's two types of sirtut. Always, including tefillin, you need either a top line or in some versions a square. of Sir Torah.
Where would the top line go?
Meaning just one. Yeah, just on top of the thing. Just one scratch.
Oh.
Right? And then there's Sir Torah of every line.
Right.
Rabbeinu Tam says even tefillin needs the top line. Now, why is he saying that? Think about what's the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam?
So it's significant. Yes.
Meaning he says, look, one role of Sir Torah is to mark something as Torah. That's true for all of Torah, right? Even tefillin. What's the only thing that... But what about the other type of Sir Torah? What is that function?
Specifically, legibility.
Legibility. Where do you need that?
Everywhere.
Only things that are read, that you read, which you don't read. Tefillin, meaning content of Torah needs Sir Torah, but there's two types. Content of Torah needs to be set off as Torah. That needs either the top line or the square.
That's
Sir Torah.
The issue with mezuzah. Because the whole thing was that we were saying mezuzah specifically as Sir Torah. Tefillin doesn't. But mezuzah, which is not red.
Well, Rabbeinu Tam, right? I mix this up yesterday. Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Stam in Joseph's, it's like this. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that Sefer Torah needs, mezuzah needs, tefillin needs on top, but not on every line.
So I'm saying, why would mezuzah need on every line if you're not reading it? It's just
so
box.
Then you have two possibilities. What are the two possibilities to justify mezuzah? Either
Halacha
Moshe Mishnah, that's why you need Halacha Moshe Mishnah,
or
it's considered red. Right? And we'll see. It's certainly sure I'm going to say that. What would be the difference? Why would tefillin, why would mezuzah be considered red and not tefillin?
There's no din for it to be covered.
So either there's a very formal one, which is no din that it's covered, which means not mufka from kriya.
You could have one of those glass cases where it's open on the inside.
Or, what's the other possibility? Do we ever read mezuzah?
No, it's just practically stated.
Yes.
When?
When
you check it, twice every 7 years.
Yeah,
right? No, because tefillin, you're supposed to leave in. You're not supposed to, right? This is a mistake. Right, people think you're supposed to check it, right? Like mezuzah, twice every 7 years. You're not. It destroys the tefillin. It's a din to be mechubah. You only check it when there's, when right? Normally you're lying chazaka.
Right?
Correct. You don't check it twice. It's, right? It's not like mezuzah. Mezuzah you check regularly because, right? Exposed to the elements. Right? Tefillin, especially the one on the outside, correct. Tefillin is, right? It's a din, it has to be in the bayit. You're not supposed to read, you're supposed to check it very minimally.
Right?
Wait, twice every 7 years, that's like, oh.
God, second time of the day. No, God is very apathetic.
Is that actually how it works? It's twice every 7 years?
That is,
I can check it twice in a week and then I'm good for 7 years.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into that, to the details of that sugya. But yes, there is what it applies to. It does only apply when there's a reus on the chazaka, right? There is such a principle. How it plays out, Lamaisa, is a bit more complicated.
It would be almost 14 years then, technically. You're the beginning of the first year.
Yes, and this is part of the diyun. Yes, in Achanami. Okay? Okay. With this in mind, before we... I know we're in the middle of fleshing it out, but with this in mind, let us take up this case. What about Sota? What would you say about Megillat Sota?
You could say that it's
Sota, you it's would need, totally because it's red all the time, so you sort of need all the lines.
It's red,
the
comma.
Yes, it does. It totally does. Because the comma, it's quoted from the
Torah. Okay, who wants to read the Gemara on Sota? Who has a Sota? Right, that was the last Gemara I gave you, right? Sota, you Zion.
I have it in
Okay. So let's look at the Gemara and Sota. The Gemara and Sota says as follows.
Which
stuff? Yud Zayin. No, Ted Zayin is Megillah.
Yud Zayin.
All right. That's huge toast bowl. What?
Okay. So, the Gemara says as follows. Right, the Gemara says as follows. It's literally the last line you Zion and base. The Kasav Kasva Igeres Psula Besefer Marachmana. If you write the Megillah Sota as an Igeret, it's invalid, it has to be a Sefer. What does that mean?
It means it.
Nobody knows.
No, it means
So Rashi says it means sirtud. Halacha Moshe Mishnah Shas Svarim Shrichen sirtud. Now Rashi therefore tells you explicitly that what, for according to him, What needs sirtut?
Sefer.
It's about form. Right? It's about form. Now, according to Rashi, his positions make sense. Sefer Torah does need sirtut?
Yes.
Sefer, right? Sota?
Yes.
Megillah? Yes, Kamita Shel Torah. We learn it from... No, it's Nikre Zigeres and Nikre Sefer, and he says, Kamita Shel Torah means for this purpose is like Sefer. Tfilin?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
It's not Sefer.
Why?
It's not Sefer, it's Tfilin.
Correct. Presumably I have to say it's not a Sefer, or... Now, what about Mezuzah?
He would say...
He would say that's why you need halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Right, that's the point.
Uh-huh.
Right, that's what he would say. That's why you need halachal Moshe Mitzinai. Toso says, right, Rashi perish igeres. Rashi says an igeres, meaning below sir to sefer amrachman of halachal Moshe Mitzinai zichon sir to it. And he says it's not true. Right, v'ikasha ma'iri mishum nikra sefer. He said, I don't understand what you're talking about. Sirtut isn't a didn't sefer. How do I know it's not a didn't sefer?
Because three or four words,
right? Which tells me it's not a didn't sefer. It's not about form, it's about content. And therefore, you can't just prove, right? You can't just say, oh, it's sefer. That doesn't, that's not the issue.
Why wouldn't you say that? Three or four words
will be
safer.
Well, no, because it's talking about a letter. That's the case in the Gemara. It's in the Gerat, Gerat Shloman. So he says, V'ikasha ma'ir yamishum denikret sefer. Tebe kachi de v'lave chi asr lishtom kum pazuk below sirtu damrin perakama de gittin. Right? Amr of Yosef man lemel and Rabbi Yosef of Rasam chu v'od, etc. He tells the story. What?
He thinks it's Gittin.
What is it?
Gittin. Who cares?
It's really annoying.
Take your lumbus somewhere else.
It's taken away from your...
Okay. He says, right, and he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Amar of Yosef, Man Lemon der Yatzar Bar Samcho, Vora Yushalach, Le'er of Yehuda, B'nei Adam Ha'olim, Misham Lekan, In Kim Bazam, V'yitnu Ha'yelet Bezona, V'aldu Machru B'yayin V'yishtu, V'kadav Le'i Blow Sir, to Amar of Yitzchak, Shtayim Gon Shoshen Kotzvin. And then he brings another Gemara, which I had mercy on you, I didn't give you, which is, in Yevamot, guys, Amar, Vamrian b'sefer b'sof perek mitzvahs chalitza. Gersley, this is for you. He says, furthermore, at the end of mitzvah of Yevamot, it says, Amar Abaye, Haiman, the god of Gita, the chalitza. Someone who wants to write a shtar chalitza, right?
Yeah.
Lichdov hachi, akrinili didach, men yavmi, ad yavmi. Who perish mishum de lo matzi lemichtav shalosh tevat ritzufin. Below sirtu, kedem masik mar de chalitza lichtov hachia ken lididem ma'enya miad yavmi. It says we avoid putting. Sorry, I just went back there. I mean, he's going mar zutra sirtu because of leilukula parashta. The hilchos of my rishon avagad lo nitan likatev teretz ilah mishum nikrat sefer. I mean, avagav the otzer lichtov sirtu. Hamigila atma ina psula, kamashalon dipsula. Okay, I should try that one again because no one followed what I just said. So I'll try it again. No one followed what I just said. I told you there were a bunch of long tosfos, right?
You said they were all the same. That's not a tosfos. It's a monster.
Whoa.
Like monstrously sized.
I got it.
No, we thought you meant it was a little monster.
So he says, Amar Abaye, Haiman de Kadav Gita Chalitza Lichtov Hachi, Akranua Lidida, Me'en Yavmi Ad Yivmi, right? He writes, my Yavam doesn't want to get married, Uperish, Mishum de Melomatzi, de Lomatzi, Lemichtav Shalosh Tevat Ritzufin below Sirtut. You're not allowed to rewrite three words without sirtut. Kedemasik marzutra sirte lechatev leilukula parashta. Because marzutra would do sirtut, and then he would write the whole parsha of chalitza. So mazgiv la mar barav idi v'lo nitan lichatev. You're not allowed to write it. V'helchadak marzutra. The halachos like marzutra. Avgav lo nitan lichatev. So teretz Ilav Mishum de Nikrate Sefer, if it hadn't been called a Sefer, I might have thought that even though you're not allowed to write without sirtut, it would be kasher if I wrote it without sirtut. Kamash malan dipsula. We learn from here that it's puzzle. What is Tosfos saying within Rashi?
It's
ma'akev, because if it's about form, then that means that without form, it's not a sefer, right? Right, so that's how, right, Tosfos, within Rashi, right, says, Sota, according to Rashi, says it's about a din of sefer. And he says, you see that by Chalitza, where you might have thought that if you don't write it with sirtut, it's not good, but it's still kosher, kamash malan. It's not, if it's in form, then, right, it will be lacking in form, right? That's going to be a nafkamina. Right? If it's about content, maybe you missed a mitzvah. If it's about form, then without sirtut, it's not a sefer. Okay, before we go on, let us try to summarize where we are so far, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know this, right? Okay, so we said conceptually, basically, there are two models going on. Right? There are those who think that sirtut is about content, those that think that it's about form. Okay? The Shito thinks it's about form, most consistently, is Rashi. And therefore, Rashi thinks, why does Sefer Torah need Sirtut? Because it's Sefer. I, the Gemara, never says it. Doesn't matter, it's obvious. Megillah, when the Gemara says you need a Kamita Shel Torah, what does that drasha mean?
Some parts are Sefer, some parts are you guys. This is Shabbat,
correct.
And this is a Sefer part.
Shows that this is a Sefer part. Correct. What about Tvilin?
It's not Sefer.
It's not a Sefer. What about Mezuzah? It has a Lachal Moshe Mishinai. What about Sota? Nikrei Zigeres, Nikrei Sefer. Why is it the Chalitza is Pasol?
Because form.
Because if it without Sirtut is lacking form, so it's not a Sefer. That's Rashi Shita. How will he explain three or four words?
We are unsure.
We have no idea. We'll right? We have no idea exactly what he would do here. Okay. If you say it's about content, so you could come up with Tosfos Shita, which is it's Torah, but not even all of Torah. It's some of Torah. So, Megillah,
we're saying that
you need it. Kamita Shel Torah, Mezuzah, right? Tefillin, do you need it? No.
It's not red.
Right? Sefer Torah? No. Is that Shita weird? Yes. Rabbeinu Tam has a hybrid Shita, and he says it's about form, right? Sorry, it's about content.
But also red content.
Right? But he has two halachot. There's, and this moves us to our second question, which is, why do you need sirtut? Rabbeinu Tam says, Tzvedinim. Sirtut is either practical, or it's, right, about, right, or about setting something off as Torah. Right? Rabbeinu Tam says, Tzvedinim. Sirtut on every line is about readability. So in what halacha do you need sirtut on every line? Megillah, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah.
Correct.
In which ones do you only need it on top?
Tefillin
and three or four words. Right? And three or four words. Now even within three or four words, what does he think? What type of, right? What... Only if it's Ladrasha, right? Because he said the only time that you need it is if it's acting as Torah. If it happens to be Torah, but it's not acting as Torah, then you don't have to even mark it off as Torah, right? What gives you the obligation of even that basic field, which is to mark this as Torah, is the fact that you're treating it as such, right? As a Drasha. And that is the position of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? So far you got those three positions that we have? Okay? We'll need one more day on this, even if without you reading every Tosfos, because then we need like 6 months on this. But we're still going to have a problem. We're going to see, we have a problem. I want you to read through all the Rambams, okay? We're going to have a problem because there's a steer on the Rambam whether we paskin three or four. Right? Now you could just say it's a stira, change his mind, things like that. But Baruch Hashem, in this particular case, we have a Tshuva Sarambam where he explains his lamdish position, We don't usually, but in this case, we actually do.
Really?
Yes.
Where is it? Where's the area?
On the page.
Great.
You have a Tshuva Zeravim that actually explains it.
That's so good.
Sometimes
we all think we're playing with that.
I want to look at. I don't want to spend more than one more day because I think you guys, if I go to 4 days already, it's going
to
be
3 to 4 days.
Three or four. Yeah. What I want to do, hopefully in the last day, is I want to deal with guys. I want to deal with the Rambam Shita. I hope I can do it in one more day. I want to deal with the Rambam Shita. I also want to deal with a few nafkaminas of the question of whether it's about readability or it's about marking our Sefer Torah. So, for example, we'll see. I'll throw out what they are, but we'll flesh them out, start thinking about it. These are in the Orzarua. The search would have to be with a knife, right? Or could you do it with a pen? And if you can do it with a pen, now that may come down to what question?
No, I don't
pass. Mate, well, think about it. Can I write straight? Right? Even if it disappears, right? So part of that question is going to be...
Pen is like you draw an actual line.
Yeah, like I draw a line. No, like I draw lines, and then based on that, the Orzhar Roy gets in the question, what if I draw a line and then erase it? Right? I mean, does Sirdut have to be there at the end, or does Sirdut only have to be there when I write? Right? Right? Well, see, no, interesting. No. Right? It could relate to either of these questions. Right?
Nah, it's clearly my myself.
Well, maybe, but it might be related to this question.
Yeah, but
right?
I'm just saying the Tom of why you picked my myself. It literally is my myself.
I don't know what you're talking about now. So I want you to look at that. Let's see. Yeah, so that's brought up by Rabbi Kiva Eger. You will see that there is one more Svara. Okay, you know what? Let me just make one more point. All of this assumes that there's Lamdus. There is one possibility that Gerstle will hate, but I do have to acknowledge that it's there, which is that there is no Lamdus here whatsoever. This is actually a position taken by the Tajbates, who just says that... Tajbates is a Talmud of the Ritva and the Rivash, who wrote... Hi, Milta, love, Milta, detali, bisvara, ella, gemarahi. The kevan de gemarahi, ain lanu, ella, masha, kibalnu. Which translates as, this is not about logic. This is just misura. So whatever we have misura for, that's what's true. Whenever we don't, it isn't. Right? If by the end of this, you are not convinced by any of the lumdas and you're totally confused, then just decide that you're like the Tajbates, who's totally confused, who just said, like, there is no lumdus to this. It's just a bunch of rules that we got off of Moshe Mitzrayim. And don't try to explain it to me. And this is what it is.
Now we do, just so I know, we do it for Torah, we do it for Mitzvah, we don't do it for Tefillin.
Ah, so actually we, as you'll see, I gave you the Beis Yosef, we paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. So actually we do put it, we put a Shita El Yona by Tefillin.
And then obviously not with the 3 or 4 words, and then Megillat Esther will do...
I don't know.
Now, obviously, other shilas that come up are if it's about readability, what if you're printing it, things like that. Okay. But guys, I think my head is spinning, and I know your head is spinning. So let's pause for now, okay?